Okay, are you still here?
I am, yes.
Okay, I tried to reach out to the actual company that's supposed to be coming out. No one answered the phone from them, but they did have an email connected on. So what I did, I sent an email over to them to let them know that it's another slip created with a later date on it and just see if they can operate off the same one. I don't get off here until 9 o'clock tonight, so hopefully they respond while I'm still here. If they respond and give me any updates, you let me know, like, hey, it can still stay the same, then I'll reach out to you and give you all those updates so you won't be blindsided on them just popping up tomorrow or anything of that nature, okay?
Okay. Okay. Now, was the original appointment scheduled for the 24th?
Yes, the original one with the bad address, it was scheduled for the 24th. It was scheduled for the 24th. But the new one, when they updated your address, it pushed it to the 1st.
Oh, my gosh. This has been 3 months. We've been trying to get this thing done.
Are the addresses, like, far away?
They're, like, 20 minutes apart.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it. But usually they'll do, like, 10 or 20 minutes out. But usually with 45, they'll be like, hey, no, we're not going. Well, that's why I just went ahead and sent an email. So hopefully they will respond today because I know they probably want to get the job done early instead of waiting anyways.
Right. Okay. All right. As of right now, though, it's okay. So hopefully they respond. It'll be the 24th. If not, it's now the 1st.
Yes, if they respond, just know I'll be calling you. If you don't answer the phone for me, I'll still leave a voicemail on your voicemail box for you.
Okay. All right. And your name is?
Carnesha.
Carnesha, thank you so much. You've been really delightful.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you on my end?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day, okay?
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.